if you love Holdens, and even if you don't, there's a rolling motor show happening, not this weekend, but next. And how that works is it's shows between Launceston and Burnie. It's called the Long Live Holden Rolling Car Show. To tell us a bit more about it, from the Rotary Club of Ulverston, Malcolm Calvert is the coordinator. He joins me now. Good afternoon, Malcolm.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. The idea behind the Rolling Car Show has probably been born out of the pandemic and crowd restriction numbers and things like that. So it's going to have, I think, five stops along the way. One route will be between Burnie and Launceston, and the other one will be the other way. This is quite a unique concept, actually.
The idea is that we will get people out on the road and they can select the journey that they want to make for the day and enjoy their day, and at the same time, wander through the small towns and villages and maybe support those shops and businesses that need support in this time.
Okay, so you've got one route happening, starting at Burnie and finishing at the National Automobile Museum of Tasmania in Lonnie, which is a very appropriate spot.
Starting from there.
Yep. Yes. So one route starting from there and going to Burnie, and the other one starting from Burnie and finishing there. Okay, so you'll have, as I mentioned, stops along the way. So this will be about an hour for each stop. So you're looking maybe a five-hour thing on the road?
Possibly. What we've done is organised five Rotary clubs to combine together to open all of the points, which is Burnie, Ulverston, Devonport, Deloraine and Launceston, at a staggered pattern so that people can join in. They don't have to start from one end or the other. They can join in the middle and travel. All we're asking is that people travel through at least three towns so that the public can get to see what sort of Holden cars they have.
Okay, the stops along the way will be the Burnie Yacht Club, Ulverston Quadrant, Devonport Bluff, Deloraine Showground, and of course the museum we mentioned earlier on, in the opposite direction for people coming the other way. And it's only fairly cheap for people to enter this. You're only charging them $5.
$5 for their admission. And that is $5 only, and at that time they will get a card to put in their car to show that they are involved in the run, and they will be given maps and indications of where they go. You need to be corrected there, please. The stations at Devonport, Ulverston and wherever are only for people to join in the rolling car show, so the cars don't have to stop at those depots. They only join if they want to join into the rolling car show.
Okay, so how do the public view them then, Malcolm?
Anywhere they like. The major thing that COVID is asking us to request is that people do not congregate in big, large amounts. So if people can come to their front gate and look out over the fence or park on the side of the road and watch them go past, that's what we'd like them to do.
Okay, so it's on Sunday the 8th of November, starting at 8:30 in Burnie and 8:30 in Launceston for the routes coming the other way. What sort of interest have you had from it in the early stages, given that it's still a bit over a week away?
Might I tell you, we've had over 16,000 hits on Facebook.
Goodness me, wow, that's unbelievable.
It is.
There's plenty of Holden fans out there by the sound of it.
There is. What we're rather hoping that people will bring their Gemini or their Jackaroo or their Colorado or their FJ or their Monaro or whatever, or even their old work bus.
Okay.
Of course, if it's got a Holden name on it, it qualifies.
Fair enough, too. And you're not just looking at classics or older cars, it's any Holden.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I think
it's a celebration day. It's 3 years since the production line finished rolling, and we think it's time to celebrate and show people that Holden are still alive.
Okay, now for the people that have got Holdens and want to take them in the event, apart from the registration fee, they can also win some terrific prizes as well.
Yes, all of the Rotary clubs have amassed together some prizes, and they will be allocated in regard to which area that they are, where people have joined the rolling car show. So if they join in Launceston, they will get a prize from one of the Launceston business houses.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where you are in the north or the northwest of the state between 8:30 and 12 o'clock, I think, on Sunday the 8th of November, you're probably going to see a whole mess of Holdens rolling past you at some point in the time.
And I happen to know that there are cars coming from Hobart and there are cars coming St. Helens, and I also know that there's an FJ coming from Smithton.
Wow, goodness me. So it's all over the state. Still plenty of time for people to get involved in. If they've got a hold and they want to take it in the event, how do they do that, Malcolm?
They just turn up on the day.
Okay.
At one of the centres. Now, if they go to the Rotary Holden Rolling Car Show on Facebook, they will find a copy of all the instructions and where the registration points are.
Okay, the Holden Rolling Car, the Rotary Holden Rolling Car Show.
Yes.
Okay, terrific. Correct. All right, look, I think it's a fantastic concept. Well done on coming up with it, and who knows, it may have a future post-COVID.
It may. It depends on what happens. We'll see how many people turn up. I'm expecting large numbers of vehicles by the feedback I'm getting. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah,
great anticipation.
I don't know how many Holdens are registered in Tasmania, but given that they're all eligible to go on the event, I think you'll get a good roll-up, hopefully anyway.
Yes, I hope so. And for 28 years, I had a lot to do with them, as you might know.
Terrific, yeah.
So thank you so much for this time, and let's hope a lot of people turn up.
You're welcome. Good luck with it. I'll be looking out my window for the cars to go past at some stage on Sunday, the 8th of November. But, Malcolm, thanks for your time today.
No problem. Thank you so much.